$28 million provincial dollars announced this week to rural roads in 36 RMs. The program will cover up to 50% of total project cost to a maximum $500,000. It's a three-year plan with the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities hoping to improve 100 roads. SARM President Ray Orb says it's busy out there.
You know, agriculture is not slowing down. Farmers are out there either still struggling trying to get some of their crops off, or seeding. At the same time, they're hauling grain, you know, to grain elevators to try and pay the bill.
And Cam Dahl with Cereals Canada confirms the export programs have been in high gear.
We are seeing strong demand in international markets. Part of that is due to countries concerned about security of food supply during the pandemic. We're also, of course, did see strong deliveries into the country elevator system just before spring planting started. So there was lots of supply available to ship. And then, of course, there's lots of rail capacity available right now. Because of the pandemic, we're not seeing movement in consumer goods. We're not seeing movement in containers or automobiles. So the railways have a lot of capacity to move grain.
Well, yes, here we are in the first week of June, and behind us the eighth driest May in the past 110 years. So says the Environment Canada Weather Records book, and Yorkton had its sixth driest combined three-month period, March through May. Environment Canada says parts of southeast Saskatchewan are having the driest spring on record. Regina was 75% below normal and the fourth driest on record for the March to May three-month period. At Estevan, the driest on record in 89 years, 31 millimeters or 30% of normal rainfall. But the usual variability remains, including a few frost hits last week. Weyburn Crop Extension Specialist Sherry Roberts says there are pockets in the southeast where moisture, though, is not a big concern.
Things are just beautiful. There's a lot of cattle out on the pastures in this down here in the southeast. And right now, things are looking good, and I'm just hoping.
On the other hand, swift current moisture is 58% of normal and the 25th driest on record. Precipitation in Saskatoon was 22% below normal. Well, veterinarian Dr. Ron Clark possibly has a suggestion for all of us in the hoped-for recovery from the current pandemic scenario. Writing for Canadian Cattleman magazine, Clark says he contacted his five grandchildren to remind them of the historical events they're living through. He asked them to keep a journal and, using short 1-4-word statements, they are to capture their feelings and observations. While in isolation, they exist in a living history lesson, Clark writes, probably never to be repeated during theirs or our lifetime. On the land from The Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.